Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Once, written and read by Maurice Gleitzman.
Once I spent about 6 hours telling stories to Zilda, to keep her spirits up, to keep my spirits up, to keep our legs moving as we trudge through the rain towards the city. At least the rain is washing my hat, but my head is still hot and throbbing. Every time a Nazi soldier yells at me or at another person in our soggy, straggling group, my head has stabs of pain. Me and Zelda have eaten our bread, and we're both hungry. As we trudge on, I keep my eyes open for food. Nothing. Just dark, wet trees and big fields full of mud and wet grass. I keep thinking about Mum and Dad and hoping they're not this hungry, but worrying about them only makes my head throb more. "Why have you stopped the story?" says Zelda. "Sorry," I say. I'm telling her a story about how much fun kids can have in the city, but my imagination is as tired and hungry as my body, and my shirt's wet, and I'm worried my notebook is getting ruined. Zelda is looking annoyed. I don't blame her. Her pajamas are as sodden as my shirt. "Keep going with the story," she says. "William and Violet Elizabeth are in the big cake shop at the zoo. Remember?" "I remember," I say. "Did I tell you about the elephants? The ones that float in by parachute with the extra supplies of cakes?" "Yes," said Zelda crossly. "Don't you know anything?" I'm being distracted again. Another straggling crowd of Jewish people have appeared out of a side road and are walking with us now. They look terrible. Some of them have got bigger bruises than Zelda. Zelda's so exhausted she hasn't even asked me about them, but I can see she's noticed. And she's as concerned as I am. Somehow I find the energy to carry on with the story. "William and Violet Elizabeth eat another 6 cakes each," I continue. Then suddenly a zookeeper rushes in, upset and yelling. A vicious gorilla has escaped and is on a violent rampage across Poland. "Across the whole world," says Zelda.